Well, as I heard one time, if you didn't feel anything this morning, your wood flip. So you need to get under the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. Do I need to move, or do I need to stand still and let you move?
It's okay. I'll fix it.
Keep talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. God is doing a new thing. Amen. There is a fresh wind of His Spirit that's blowing. And He's looking for somebody to have a made-up mind to get in it. Do we have anybody here with a made-up mind? You look down through the centuries of the moves of God, and there's just special times when He decides just to unleash His power in the earth. And I think right now is one of those times. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's anointed and called you for such a time as this. Amen. You've got a word that somebody needs to hear. Amen. You've got something to say.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Surely, surely, the Lord is awesome. His Spirit is awesome right now. Amen. So I brought some good news with me this morning.
Amen.
Is anybody ready for a little bit of good news? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Michael Barnes says we need to rehear some things sometimes. Amen. And not only does He just love you, He loves you unconditionally. God's not mad at you. I just need to get some things cleared out this morning before I give you that nugget of truth that God's given me. God's not mad at you. You have not messed up so bad that He's not wanting to use you. Amen? And until we get to that place to realize that God is a good God, amen, He's not causing bad things to happen to you to prove that He's God. There's enough that goes along in our life and comes along in our life that God don't have to do something bad to you to prove that He's God. Amen? And I just want to get something else clear too, because somebody at work the other day, sometimes, you know, at work you just have to keep your mouth shut. It's hard. But maybe they'll be listening to this message sometime. Jesus has not made you sick. If He did, God would be a double standard God. In other words, why would He send the best He had, the only precious thing He had, the thing He loved most to this earth, to go through what He did, to shed His blood that you could be forgiven and get you out of all your mess that He knew that you was going to make, and then take the stripes for your healing, only for Him to die, be crucified, die, and go back to heaven, and then make you sick to prove He's God? I tell you right now, the devil is a liar. God's got good intentions for you. He has got the best in mind for you. And people are sick and all this stuff because we live in a fallen world that's not been redeemed yet. And believe it or not, we make some bad choices. Amen? We just make some bad choices sometimes. But God still loves us. And if we'll just hang on, sooner or later, we'll come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen? So how many knows that this word is His will? Amen. His will is the word. Amen. Amen. He is the word. Woo. And the word is who He is. In other words, when I open this Bible to read it, I learn about the nature of God. And I find out that He's good all the time. Even in the midst of me not understanding a whole lot of things, He is still God. So when I look in here, I find the truth of who God is, what He wants to do, and how He wants to do it. Amen? So if we can find it in here, and you're in a covenant relationship with God, then you grab a hold of this like a dog with a bone and don't let go. Because we give up too quick, church. And we give in too easy. It's time to get your anointing back of tenacity and say, I will not give up and I refuse to be denied. So we have to learn to bring what has already been established in the heaven to get it here on this earth. Because when God saved you, when Jesus saved you, and you came to the knowledge of the truth that you needed salvation, at that moment he transferred you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light just that quick. In all of your mess and everything else, he said, I'm going to take you on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So now we are part of a different kingdom. And even though we live in this world, we still abide by the laws of the land. Amen? But we are of a different nature now. And as long as those laws of the land don't interfere with our relationship with Jesus Christ. In other words, you can't go into a bank and rob it with a Jesus t-shirt on it, a Bible and a rifle. Because you know how you're going to overcome? It ain't going to be with the words of your mouth. It's going to be spending some time in jail. Amen? Glory to God. We need to get our priorities straight and try to figure out how to get what is already given to us from heaven to this earth so that we can walk it out. Amen? So Peter said, 1 Peter says, according as his divine power has he given unto us some things. A little bit of things. All things that pertain unto life and unto godliness. Jesus has already given us all things. He's given us prosperity. He's given us health. He's given us joy. And he's given us peace. You have those things. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Amen? So salvation, healing, joy, peace, all this and more is ours. And God longs for us to possess it more than we do sometimes. It's like Pastor Lauren said, we need to get our hope back. We are not dreaming big enough. In other words, we need to stretch the borders of our tent. We need to release the stakes and go just a little bit further. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We're not believing big enough. We're not seeing big enough. We're not imagining big enough. Your imagination is from God. Let it be anointed that you can see God things. Amen. So he's put in this covenant, this word, this Bible, how to possess and how to take a hold of things that are already ours. Already ours. You don't have to bombard the gates of heaven to get what already is yours. You receive it by faith. And I'm going to go ahead and clear some other things up too while I'm here, okay? The only thing that moves the hand of God is faith. You're whining, you're complaining, and all that stuff does not move God. Does he have compassion for you? Yes. You know what moves God? Is you begin to tell him and remind him what he's already said, what his word says, by faith. Faith is what moves God. So you need to get off of your pity, your self-pity, and woe is me, and I've got it rough, and all this faith, and get into the word and find out what the word has to say. You know, when Jesus then was in the boat and he said, let us go to the other side, Jesus said, well, we're going to the other side. He already knew the storm was coming, but he decided to go take a nap. The other disciples got fearful, and they began to cry out to God. Jesus didn't come up out of that boat because they were afraid, I don't think. He came up out of that boat to rebuke their fear. That ain't what moved him. He come up and he said, hey, why are you so fearful? You of little faith. Fear don't necessarily move God. Faith is what moves the hand of God. Faith in believing and knowing he is who he said he is. So you've not messed up so bad, and God's not mad at you. His greatest desire for you is to be well, to be have joy, and to prosper, and have a life of peace and nothing missing or broken. So you may have some prayers, and that's what we're going to talk about today is praying, that have not been answered. But I got good news today. Help is on the way. Amen. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Mark 11:20 says, truly I tell you, whosoever says to this mountain, be it whosoever now, says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but do not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted and you'll get it. You need to look at your neighbor and tell them that they are the whosoever. You are the whosoever. You are the whosoever. We don't have no problem believing that whosoever shall believeth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But what about the whosoever that asks and believeth and not doubt in his heart shall get what he's petitioning God for? Amen. You are the whosoever. So when we think of mountain, we think of something rocky. We think of something big. We think of something that's hard to climb, something hard to get around. That's the vision that automatically comes into our minds. So that's how we view sometimes the situations and the bad reports and the circumstances that come along in our life to hinder us from receiving what we know God says is ours. So when we begin to pray to God, we go before God and we begin to pray and we begin to tell him all about the problem, all about the situation and how bad it is. And God already knows it. He already knows it. Amen. So Jesus did not tell us to pray about the mountain, but he said, you speak to it. And so sometimes we don't understand authority that has been given to us. We have been given dominion authority. When he translated you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, he gives you authority to reign in this earth as priest and king. He gives you the authority to speak. He commanded the disciples, go preach, cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, raise the dead. Freely you receive, now you freely give. Amen. So we go to God, whine and complain about how big our problem is. Amen. So we need to be telling our problem how big God is. He already knows it anyway. You say, well, why ain't he done something about it? We need to learn how to speak. Tell God all about it. But Jesus didn't tell us to pray about a mountain, but he said for us to speak to the mountain. And when you're speaking, it's not in your own authority, but you are backed up. And when you begin to speak that's in line with the word, the Holy Ghost is there backing you up. All the forces you have, once you release and you begin to speak, there's things happening in the unseen realm. That's why you don't give up so quickly, because you don't know what's happening in the unseen realm. He hears you the first moment that you begin to speak. And he begins, all the forces of heaven get together. Angels are dispatched. Amen. And sometimes things just have to come in line and come in order before you see the manifestation of what you're believing God for. Amen. So authority, speaking by the power of God. So we begin to pray about it. Instead of praying about it, we speak about it. You're coming into agreement with the Word, with God. And God comes into agreement with you. Did you know that? Amen. He's already done it. So when you say, okay, this is your word, and you begin to speak, you come into agreement with the word, God says, all right, I'll come into agreement with them now. They're finally getting it. They're finally learning how to talk. So there are things that begin to happen in the unseen realm. There was a man in the Bible by the name of Zerubbabel. He was facing a mountain. He had been commissioned to be in charge of rebuilding the temple, and everything was coming against him. Everything was coming against him to stop it. And he didn't go to God with the problem. But you know what he did? He began to speak to the mountain. He said, who are you, O great mountain, that stands against me? You shall become as a molehill. And I will finish the temple shouting grace to it. When you begin to pray and you begin to speak to that mountain, you've got to see it as a molehill instead of this big thing looming in front of you that you can't get up and that you can't get around. Amen. Because we are not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we hear. We're not moved by our natural feelings. Amen. Our touch and taste and all that. We're only moved by what this word says. So it says, you shall become a molehill, shouting grace and grace to it. So when you begin to speak, you speak in the authority of God. Amen. This promise is for anybody. This is short and sweet, and we're going to put into action what I've just said. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many understood what I just said?
Amen.
Do not be whining. Do not be complaining. That don't move God. That makes you feel bad. Amen. But you speak to, how many's got a situation that they're facing right now that has looked like a mountain? Amen. That you don't see how it's going to be done. Well, I want you to know that it's on God's mind also. Amen. And there's nothing impossible with Him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to stand to your feet right now. And we're going to put into action the word of the Lord. Father, forgive us for complaining. Forgive us for whining. And forgive us for concentrating on the problem so much, on the mountain so much, that we have forgot to worship you and to thank you for our deliverance and to thank you for our victory and to thank you for our breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to come up here right now. And I'm going to pray for you. And we're going to come into, I'm coming into agreement with you. You're coming into agreement with the Word. And the Holy Ghost is going to come into agreement with us. And that mountain is going to become a molehill. A molehill. Amen. And God has done it for you. He's done it before. He'll do it again. Why? Because He's faithful. And He wants you to have it more than you wanted yourself. God wants you healed. He wants you well. He wants you to prosper. He wants your children to come back into the salvation of God. Amen. That's His will for you. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands right now, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come against sickness in the name of Jesus. We say that it can no longer trespass in our bodies, but that your word says that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We speak to arthritis right now in the name of Jesus to be healed. We speak in the name of Jesus for cancer to dry up and die. We speak to migraines to be healed in the name of Jesus. Complete healing, Father God. And God is restoring and bringing restoration to that area of your body that the enemy has come to destroy because of this sickness. When God gets done restoring, it's going to be a better shape than it was before. We speak to pain in the feet to be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We speak to for financial breakthrough, for favor in that area in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. We speak for favor at work. We speak for job promotions in Jesus' name. That you find favor as you are diligent to work. Work the hours you're supposed to work. Hallelujah. Give unto God. Promotion is coming into your household in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We break every curse in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for filling us again with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Refill us again, Lord, that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. Lord, we come into agreement with your word. With your word, hallelujah. Even now, God is moving situations and circumstances. Some of you have had people in your life that have been a distraction. God is removing those people, and He's bringing people in your life that are going to speak good things over you, that's going to come into agreement with you in your word, in the word, hallelujah. I see relationships being restored and being righted where they've been wrong. God's going to cause people to come across your path where their relationship has been wrong, and God's going to make it right again, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The anointing breaks every yoke. Not just breaks it, but destroys. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and when he said, you're not going to produce anymore, hallelujah. It began to die at the root and then began to come up. Hallelujah. There are things that are dying right now at the root. And in the days ahead, you're going to see the fruition of what you've been speaking to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, da 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 ba 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 shoto si ma 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 haya. Kore ba 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 shoto si ma 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 dilia do da da ba 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 kia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now let's just give the Lord a shout of praise. Woo! Say, grace to the mountain. Hallelujah. Grace and favor surrounds you. Hallelujah. Grace and favor surrounds you. Hallelujah. My goodness, you can't help but be blessed. God's blessings are running, and they're going to overtake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at yourself and in the mirror and say, you blessed woman, you blessed man of God. You are looking mighty fine today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be excited at what God's doing and is doing and going to do. Amen. Your steps are ordered by God. Hallelujah. Your steps are ordered by God. What a great time to be living for God in the kingdom of God. Amen. You are the light. Amen. Huh?
You have to go back to your seat.
Well, what do you want her today?
Huh?
What do you want her today?
I want her to listen to me in a minute. Y'all go back. Hallelujah. It's against my conscience to let you out of here too early. I just got a couple of things I want to read that goes right along with what she said. Faith's confession. From Jesus' own lips, we receive the most direct and practical instruction concerning our exercise of faith. Consider 3 points. Number 1, it is to be in God. Faith that speaks is first faith that seeks. The Almighty One is the source and ground of our faith and being. Faith only flows to Him because of the faithfulness that flows from Him. 2, faith is not a trick performed with our lips, but a spoken expression that springs from the conviction of our hearts. The idea that faith's confession is a formula for getting things from God is unbiblical. But the fact that the faith in our heart is to be spoken and thereby becomes active and effective towards specific events is taught here by the Lord Jesus. 3, Jesus' words, whatever things. We talked about the whosoever will. Whosoever. Whatever things. Applies this principle to every aspect of our lives. The only restrictions are that our faith be in God, our living Father, and in alignment with His will and word, and that we believe, not doubt in our hearts. Thus, speaking to the mountain is not a vain or superstitious exercise or indulgence in humanistic mind science, but instead becomes an applied release of God's creative word of promise. There's some people think that it's just a formula. And what did he say? Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know him or not, but it was Roy Hicks that wrote that. Roy Hicks was a good friend of Kenneth Hagin. And he spoke into our life years ago some very, very pointed things. And here's the next part. Believing can take opposite forms. It can be faith or it can be doubt. When you believe that God exists and that He loves you and wants to meet your needs, then your believing creates faith in your heart. On the other hand, doubt is just as real. The reverse of faith. Doubt tells you that God does not exist or that He is unloving and uncaring about your needs. Doubt gives rise to fear, which brings torment, not peace. Fear actually keeps you from receiving the good things of God, the good things God desires to send your way. Capture this truth. Doubt and do without. With faith, believe and receive. I have said for years, expect a miracle. Expectancy opens your life to God and puts you in a position to receive salvation, joy, health, financial supply, or peace of mind. Everything good your heart longs for and more. Anybody want to guess who said that? Absolutely. If I'd have started out with the first two letters, all of you would have known. It says seed faith. You know, I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to let you go. Struck in my spirit, you can either be a mountain climber or a mountain mover. Every mountain on this earth has been climbed by some human. It can be done. But will you rather climb over the thing or see it moved out from in front of you? Which is the best choice? I believe that a lot of the times we settle for being mountain climbers instead of being mountain movers. Now think about that. Can I climb it? Yes. Can I get over to the other side? Yes. But do I have to climb it? Not if I believe it to be rooted up and moved out of my way. That's what we challenge you with this morning. Don't just be a mountain climber. Be a mountain mover. But if you don't think you're a mountain mover yet, don't stop climbing. Because you are going in the right direction. Hallelujah. I want to get a drink of water. It's amazing what water will do. Hallelujah. On October the 13th, 12th, October the 12th, we have the opportunity to take our witness into the community during the downtown days. And we're going to be setting up a booth, reaching out to people, making little various things available for them, including some water just to give them if they get thirsty that day, and some other little things representing our church. Now, Sister Darlene Campbell has graciously agreed to oversee it, make sure everything's set up and everything. But we need some of you that might be willing to stay there an hour. I mean, you can come stay all day. I don't care. But you might come stay an hour during the day. And more than one. It doesn't have to be just one. But if you'd like to get in on that for a period of time, then you'd let Miss Darlene know, or you let Laverne and I know. I know it's 2 weeks, okay? So you can't think about it too long. But if you like meeting people and doing things and interacting, you have fun that day. So keep that in mind. Let us know. We'll have a sign-up sheet next Sunday. And I'm going to save my sermon until then. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Lord, you've given us so much. Help us not to shortchange ourselves, but that your spirit, that we would keep it stirred up within us so that we can walk in the full benefits of all that you have provided. So that we, Lord God, can partake of the things of the kingdom of God and we can be blessed. Help us, Lord God, to see ourselves not just as mountain climbers, but as mountain movers. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing your people now, this week, in all they do, and prosper what they put their hand to, and let your word live mightily in them. In Jesus' name, amen.